This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
That was Nanaimo busker Tim Lander playing his penny flute in the sunshine in front of the library in downtown Nanaimo yesterday. The city of Nanaimo is reviewing its street entertainer bylaws and considering changes to how and where buskers can perform. Some people see buskers as street-level musicians making an honest living with their craft. Others see buskers as panhandlers who should be ordered to move along, or at least be required to quieten down. The city says that the goal of the bylaw is to balance the interests of businesses, residents, with those who want to have music on Nanaimo streets. Buskers have launched an online Facebook page and petition protesting the bylaw, which has been in place since 2004. Kathy Davis alleges arbitrary enforcement of the bylaw, while well-known busker and poet Tim Lander was recently fined for playing in the wrong place at the wrong time. His court appearance and subsequent publicity has raised awareness of the situation.
We're joined in the studio today by a longtime busker and musician, Kathy Davis. Welcome to People First Radio, Kathy.
Thank you.
Kathy, tell us about busking. What is it? What's busking?
Busking is a tradition that is actually centuries old. In Roman times, buskers were people who wrote the political stories and acted the political stories or sang the political stories. In Roman times, buskers were actually crucified if they decided to put out their political views in a way that the Romans didn't like.
What is it like to be a busker?
It's very interesting. I started busking when I was 14 years old. I was a street kid. I was a runaway. I came from a terrible upbringing. And I would go and stand on the street corner in Gastown, Vancouver, and sing with the buskers, and they'd give me money. I think that it saved my life because I never had to go through garbage cans. I never got involved in prostitution. Maybe I had an angel on my shoulder or something, but I loved it. I loved being around the people, and it gave a different view of the street. And people on the street, this is a very important thing. Your buskers are your eyes on the street. Buskers look after the people that are around them. It's like a little family.
What are the public perceptions of buskers? What might others view buskers as?
I think that Nanaimo has a very unique attitude towards buskers. At least that's what I see in the print media. I never see a positive story about busking. We hear the bylaw, head of bylaws, saying that the reason this bylaw was put in place is because buskers fight amongst themselves, because there are verbal altercations and that type of behavior, and this is what the newspaper prints. We also see from the comments about the newspaper stories that Tim Landers is seen as a welfare bum. He's a 72-year-old man who's a well-respected poet, and he's not on welfare. He owns his own home. Simply because he has long hair, and he kind of looks like Gandalf, the wizard. He's like a Pied Piper. But in Nanaimo, it seems that if you're playing on the street, you have to be a welfare bum. I'm not on welfare either.
Where do these stereotypes come from?
I'm really not sure.
Do you think it might be just like an outward appearance kind of kind of thing?
What we have seen in Nanaimo since around about 1999, our British Columbia government at that time seemed to have put a lot of people on the street with mental disabilities. Other people were taken off the welfare rolls and told that they had to go and find work. So it seemed that the economic time put more people on the street who had no way of looking after themselves. And it is true that some people picked up a guitar and had the guitar had one string on it. And some people play only two songs. That's all they know. They look decrepit because a lot of them are homeless and they don't have showers and they don't have soap. And perhaps they thought that people would think better of them with a guitar or with another instrument. But those aren't what I consider to be real buskers. They're people who are in desperate situations. They're a challenge for the merchants. They're a challenge for people who live in places like Pacifica and the Seacrest Towers. But that is not something that should be dealt with by a bylaw.
Now, Kathy, you mentioned Tim Lander, and we mentioned him as well on our intro. I visited with him briefly in downtown Nanaimo yesterday. He would have joined us today. However, he had an appointment that he had to keep, so I taped a few comments from him. Now, Tim Lander can be found most days between 10 a.m. and noon. He plays his penny flute at Diana Krall Plaza in front of Nanaimo's downtown library, and he was recently fined by the city of Nanaimo for playing that flute in the wrong place at the wrong time, and that court appearance and the publicity around it helped to raise awareness of the discussion about busking in Nanaimo. Here's some of what Tim Lander had to say.
I've been busking for a number of years, and I busked all over the place. I've been to Europe and busked in Europe. I've been to Athens and Rome and Paris and London and busked in all those places, and I just love it.
Is busking then a kind of a way of life, or is it a craft, or what is it exactly?
Well, it's making music. It's just making music on the street. It's making public music. I think we need more public music. Because all the music we have now, you have to pay. It's segregated. And busking is not segregated. It's playing music out there for the people.
Now, you can be found most days in downtown Nanaimo,
yeah,
busking, playing your flute. What has your experience been like busking in Nanaimo?
Well, pretty good, actually. I've had a few problems with the bylaw officers, but otherwise it's pretty good. And, I make enough money to make it worthwhile.
Would you then say that busking is your current occupation?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I busk every day. I play for 2 hours every day. I play 10 till 12.
How could Nanaimo improve its busking arrangements?
No, I don't know. They're improving the bylaws when they come through. They'll improve the bylaws, and we need more and better musicians. I think if they do more to encourage musicians here. I think they should see musicians as a part of the culture. You know, we are part of the culture. And the city is proud of its culture, but it's not terribly receptive to buskers.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
There have been performances for gratuities in public places in every major culture in the world, dating back to antiquity. The art form was once the most common means of employment for entertainers. People busk for a variety of reasons. Some work part-time, while others make a living performing full-time on the streets, and some do professional entertainment gigs in addition to busking. The city of Nanaimo is reviewing its street entertainer bylaws and considering changes to how and where buskers can perform. The city says that the goal of the bylaw is to balance the interests of businesses, residents, and those who want to have music on Nanaimo streets. We're speaking with longtime busker and musician Kathy Davis.
Kathy, the city of Nanaimo has asked for input into its street entertainer bylaw, which is under review. And what kind of feedback do you have for the city? Tell us a little bit about this petition and the input they're looking for.
I'm quite upset that the city of Nanaimo held a public forum to have input on this bylaw and didn't invite the buskers. I've been busking in Nanaimo for 28 years. I'm with the Beat of the Street Busking Society, the only busking society in this country. They have had my phone number for the last 6 years. They have both of my email addresses. I was not emailed or called about a very public forum. I believe that two buskers were there. And buskers are stakeholders in this bylaw. The merchants are stakeholders in this bylaw. The residents who live downtown are stakeholders in this bylaw. And there doesn't seem to have been enough information put out there, and not enough buskers were contacted. I haven't met a single busker who was emailed about this public forum.
So tell us about the input that you have, that if those buskers were there, what is it that you're asking for, that you're hoping for?
The busking bylaw was supposed to be done 6 months after it was put in place in 2004. We have yellow spots, we have blue spots, we have pink spots. But when this bylaw was put in place, the merchants of downtown Nanaimo, the Economic Development Standing Committee, buskers, Don Tindall from City Council, the RCMP, and the Port Authority all sat down in a committee. And the things that were important were that buskers have a right to make a living, that there be spots that be sheltered from the rain and from the sun. And it was stressed by many of the people who live and work downtown that in order to change the perception of busking, that auditions be held. And for that reason, auditions were put into bylaw 5723. It's now 8 years, and auditions are done on an arbitrary basis. I understand that there are 23 licenses that are out right now while this bylaw is still in place. Not one person has been auditioned. Now, I have gone and canvassed the merchants downtown and a number of other people. And also, I'm a gigging musician. I play in the bars, I play lounges, I play restaurants. All of the so-called real musicians, gigging musicians, are saying there's no way that they want any part of buying a license in a city that doesn't have a decent level of performance ability.
Now, we have just a moment left in our conversation today, Kathy. How can people participate in this discussion about busking?
I think that you can go to the Facebook page. You'll see me wandering around Nanaimo with my guitar. I do not have a license, and I'm not going to buy a license under these conditions. You can come and sign the petition. If you go to Blue Gambit on MySpace, you'll find a running commentary on different incidents and pictures of how the police deal with buskers and how bylaws deal with buskers. And this has been going for about 3 years. So every time an incident happens, whether it's concerning me as a busker or anyone else, I post it.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It was very much appreciated, Kathy.
Kathy Davis is a longtime musician and busker in Nanaimo. She has been speaking out for several years against the city of Nanaimo's busking bylaw, advocating for freedom of association and freedom of expression. You can find her MySpace page at myspace.com/bluegambit.com/blog.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.